podcast number whatever.
Very high number.
Very high number.
I think it might be number 70.
Are we? Oh, gosh, 70.
We're that nearly means up last... to as old as you are.
Yeah, not quite, but okay. A bit feisty to start off with. Welcome to the podcast. For those of you who never tuned in before, there are about another 70 of them. They're not terribly long, but they are in a way serious because we're talking about what it's like to live with cancer and for somebody living with somebody with cancer.
Yeah.
Does that make work?
Yeah. So people who want to come on the roller coaster journey with us.
Yeah. And I'm the one who's got it and you're the one who has to suffer it. Do you know what I mean? Well, of course. And last week we got good news, as we shared with everybody, but my tumour's in shrunk. I think it's important as well, because I keep saying this and it makes it look as if I'm not grateful, and I'm very grateful, that when you're at stage four, it isn't a cure. I mean, they could go and disappear, but you'd still be...
It's probably quite remotely unlikely.
Very unlikely. So there's... And I think it's important. Well, I find it important from my point of view not to go in my head, oh!
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, there's three options when you go and see them after a scan. It's either going to be bad news, I'm afraid it's all got worse, goodish news, everything stayed the same, or excellent news, things have got a bit better.
Yeah. And I think this is the first time, actually, we've had really excellent news, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's the first time that things have actually reduced a bit. And
so,
then you had 5 days off of the chemo as a little break because your mouth was one of the side effects of cabozantinib is that it makes your mouth really, really sore, which I'm sure probably there's a few of the other chemo tablets do as well. And so you had 5 days off for your mouth to recover a bit, which it has, and you felt quite sprightly the last five days.
I spent quite some time in the pub.
You did?
The chemo is worse sometimes than having the cancer in some cases. But when you're told it's actually doing you some good...
Makes the side effects more bearable.
It does, and it actually, you know, and I felt great for a few days. Now I'm back on it, and it's kind of slapped me in the face a bit. But you just have to pull yourself together, don't you?
Well, at least you know it's doing something and sort of is making the cancer go away a bit, then it makes it more endurable.
But of course, if you are at stage four, the thing is to get as much out of life as you can. Sometimes, you know, you're at that situation where you can't get out of bed, you're not able to get out of bed, and that is the worst, really.
So now that you're able to get out, in fact, you even went for a little walk around Tenterden the other day.
I did, yeah. I went for a little walk. We sat in the garden round the fire pit until probably 1 o'clock in the morning. I was very impressed you were up that late.
It was, I think it was about before midnight, to be honest.
Was it?
It felt like 1 o'clock in the morning.
It felt good, but and I seemed to drink quite, I didn't get drunk. I mean, you know, I don't think. Maybe I did. But I enjoyed a few glasses of wine.
Yes, it was very nice, but I mean...
Chablis from France. French Chablis.
Is it from France?
Yeah.
Oh. So the weather hasn't been great. So to be able to sit out one evening was a blessing.
It was like our summer.
Yeah, but it's grey out there today. Grey and cold and dreary again.
That's the problem with global warming.
Let's not get into any politics that we're going to have arguments about.
No. But it is, I think, take the good news and enjoy it as much as you can. But depending on the stage of your cancer, you have to decide, you know, if you were at stage one, you might get rid of the whole lot. You could be cured, or stage two.
Yeah.
Or three, sometimes.
Absolutely.
Sadly, when you're diagnosed as stage four, it's kind of the end game. But somebody was saying, a friend of mine phoned not long ago, and we were talking about it. He said, you might be here for Christmas. I said, I don't really like to think that far in advance.
I think people are getting quite bored of you saying, I probably won't be here at Christmas every year.
Yeah, I know.
The last 4 years.
But to be fair, that's what we've been told. Middle of the summer or Christmas last year, wasn't it?
Mm.
And they can't, I mean, to be fair, I often say this, you can never really know. People we know die quite often who've never had cancer. People who...
It makes it sound like friends are dropping down dead all around us on a regular basis.
Not just our friends, but people...
We are quite old now.
Well, that's my goal, is to be around for your big birthday.
Getting to the stage where we get invited to more funerals than weddings.
Yeah. four weddings and a funeral. No, sorry. But the problem is that there is no way of knowing, is there? We're all going to go at some point.
No, absolutely no way of knowing.
And you tend to, I mean, I tend to have a fairly dark sense of humour, which you don't find funny.
Well, it's a slightly sort of twisted and bizarre sense of humour. Sometimes you say things that are funny. I think they're by accident.
Yeah.
And the things that you think are hilarious really aren't that. Well, it's all sort of...
Yeah, but you spend a lot of time taking the mick out of me for things I don't hear properly.
That is quite entertaining.
Well, not when I say, sorry, darling, could you say that again? No, I flipping well can't.
I don't say that.
No, I know.
I just...
I thought that was funny. Was that not one of my funny...
No, because I don't say that. So it's just there's just a complete lie.
Mm. You've never used the word flipping in your life.
No, I haven't. And I think I just ignore you. If it was just like a little throwaway comment that I just can't be bothered to say it again because for one, it doesn't, you know, a minute further on, it's not relevant or anything anymore. So I just don't bother.
So then I go, can you hear me? Or yeah, which is annoying. I'm trying myself to improve because there is this, I get huge feelings of, I hate to say this, I don't tell anybody else I said it, inadequacy in many cases, because you can't do what you used to be able to do. I can go and do my TV show and radio show and look and sound, well, I've never looked or sound normal, but, you know, reasonably.
Like yourself.
Like myself. But the fact is, I get into a chair, sit down, get ready, the adrenaline kicks in, and it's not. If you saw me hobble into the studio, you might think completely differently. Well, my movements improved quite a bit, really. But then with the chemo, it knocks you for six. It's like suddenly one day you're fine, the next day you've got terrible flu and can't get out of bed. But I do get out of bed, just sometimes later than normal.
Well, you're sort of taking a toxic substance, so it's bound to make you feel a bit rubbish.
Yeah.
And it does make you, it takes away your energy, doesn't it? Which is, I think that's why you have more trouble walking and things, because that takes quite a lot of energy.
Well, you were telling me, I mean, I don't want to be too, we're not making this light enough, this podcast. Oh, we really usually talk about the things I've said that are ridiculous.
I must start writing them down.
No, please don't do that. But when you've got, I don't know how many tumours, somewhere between 17 and 20 or...
It's just more than your fair share, I think, is what we say.
Yeah.
Lots.
Which is why I feel sometimes a bit like a lab rat, but the actual, you know, taking different things, but with having tumours in your body must make your body find it difficult to sort of function properly. I'm not explaining this very well because I'm not very medically inept. Oh, inept.
And you are inept.
Am I? Oh, that's one good thing, isn't it? You know, I think it's time to go shopping.
No, you've got to get ready to go to work.
Oh, yeah, in a bit, yeah. But, you know, there really is no getting around the fact that if you are diagnosed with cancer, that you have got to try and see a positive side. It's very difficult.
I was going to say try and see a doctor. Yeah, that would be an idea.
Now you're getting political.
No, not at all. I mean,
they do say if you're going to get cancer, this is in Europe one of the worst countries to be in. But I disagree because our doctors, the ones looking after me, I'm not being another Keir Starmer, but on the NHS, because this is my second time with cancer. After you've had it once, you can't get any sort of insurance, really. Going on holiday, forget that. Usually the insurance is more than the holiday.
Mm.
So, and all sorts of little things like that, which is why we try and pick, you know, a few days away here and a few days away there in the UK.
Yeah, I mean, there are insurance companies that will insure people with cancer.
Are there?
There are.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you can sort of shop around and find them, but it depends on what stage of cancer you've got and that sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
and how old you are as well.
That's the second time you've brought up my age.
No, a few times we've managed to get some reasonable insurance, but as time goes on, it just gets harder and harder.
Yeah. I mean, my aim then, if you're going to do that, is for me to be around for your next big birthday. 70? Yeah.
I wish that wasn't. No, actually, I've got one before that that's a big birthday.
You have, yeah. The big 6-0. We're going to have a party. Now, I've got to try. That's next year. I've got to try and stay around. And it's always quite good to make little, you know, if you're in the situation we're in, to actually say, well, I'd like to be around for that. Or
yeah, well, we managed your grandson's passing out. That was one of the tick boxes. And then we did the Chelsea Flower Show, even though it was quite soggy.
And you did insist I was in a wheelchair, which was really embarrassing.
But it was for the best. So we need to get something else slotted in between now and Christmas.
Yeah, so if anybody has any ideas, let us know. Because that's a very good point. Our wedding anniversary.
Yes, we have. Yes, we will have one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we should do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to Cornwall.
Yeah.
And we also need to go to Harrogate.
Yeah. And I quite like to go to Wales. And
I don't want to go to Wales.
You don't?
No.
I'm half Welsh. How dare you?
I've been to Wales lots of times, but it has always rained.
Well, it's big.
It's very beautiful, but it's quite soggy there. It will be reminiscent of the Chelsea Flower Show.
Well, it's quite soggy everywhere at the moment.
It is, isn't it? So I'm just imagining that Wales is wetter than usual.
I've got to go now because I've just noticed the magpies are back in the garden.
Oh, God.
And I like to observe Mr. and Mrs. Magpie, who... And you put out some food for them. People say they're vermin. I'm like, listen, we saw the other day...
He is encouraging actual vermin into the garden. All his bird food everywhere. Now, next thing he goes, oh, is that a rat? Yes.
It was the most beautiful brown rat, country rat.
Rats can't be beautiful. They're
Tell them quickly horrible. The story about my stepdaughter, your daughter, Holly, being here and seeing it. She loves rats.
Yeah. Well,
did she have a pet rat at some point?
No, she wanted one. I wouldn't let her have
one. Oh, what a horrible person.
No, not. I really don't. Rats don't do it for me. They've got big fangs and they've got their tails aren't fluffy, so therefore I don't like them.
And it was over just eating up, and it's not a very big rat. And of course, you know.
Maybe you're encouraging rats into the garden.
Hang on. We live in the middle of nowhere. There's a farm next door with sheep and chickens. There's always going to be rats around all come into our garden anyway.
You shouldn't be like strolling around in the middle of the afternoon on the lawn.
Well, that's because Holly has been taking it. Well, not really, but she got very close and talked to him.
Exactly. It's like it's quite a ballsy rat.
The very funny thing was she then turned round and said to her mum, oh, there's another one standing by your feet. You should have heard the scream. They heard it 10 miles away, I should think.
Oh, that did make me jump.
Jump and scream. And it was a joke. There was no rat there.
It was a bit mean of her to do that to me.
It was very funny. Oh, I've got my own bag. Excellent. Listen, whatever you're doing, have a good week. And
let's discuss what vermin you've encouraged into the garden next week.
I'm just helping the wildlife. And I don't, you know, I give them a little break from feeding them because they've got to learn to get their own food and all that sort of thing. And now a pair of jackdaws have thought they might like to come and take over.
But on that note,
yes,
we will talk to you next week.
Have a very good week. Thank you. Did I say thank you?
You did.
Gosh.